What? There's two of them? Like, a pair of nerds?
Nope, more like the pair of nerds. Hey, it's me once again, KevinPrenders.com, along with my co-host...
Rooster!
That's right, that was a huge gap in between what I just said and what you just said. Were you looking at something?
No, I was just opening tabs. I didn't think it was that big of a gap.
Oh, it felt like a big gap.
It was like maybe one Mississippi.
It was too many Mississippis. This is podcast number 144. What's in the pipeline for this week, Rooster?
Stop!
Right on. We're going to be talking about games we've been playing along with new releases and news like we always do. And we're going to talk about our last segment, because we're only doing three segments now, Nintendo.
But we always did three segments.
We always did three segments. That's what I said, but now we're only doing two.
Oh, we're doing. I thought you said, now we're doing three segments, like we always do. What?
No. Yeah, we're only doing three sections now, or two. Shit, you fucked up. Let's start off from the beginning.
Right,
we're going to be talking about Nintendo, because they are in a little bit of hot water, but they're a little bit getting out of it, so we'll talk about that in our last segment. What happened last week? Well, my cat died.
Your cat died.
Yeah. Aww. I had to put my cat down, which was really shitty.
I forgot you even had a cat.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's my fiance's cat more. I mean, you know, it's my cat by, like... It's like when you marry a woman who has kids. Like, the kids are yours, but they're not, like, yours.
Yeah.
Like, if one of them were to die, you're like, well, you know, that sucks, but... I'm gonna write a
story. There for them, but...
Yeah, I did my part, right? No, but I was actually, like, as soon as I just bawled my eyes out. I was like, woo-hoo! It's like when my dog died, same kind of reaction.
It's not the same thing, no.
No, it pretty much is, because this is...
Nah.
No, it is.
Your dog, come on. Come on, man's best friend. Come on.
No, it was pretty damn. So yeah, I had to put my
she's
cat
in the room,
down.
Isn't she?
She's no, she's not.
She's listening to this podcast right now.
Yeah, she's taking it very hard. My fiance, she's taking it very hard. Yeah. But yeah, it was really sad. Then we just got the urn.
10 minutes ago, you said let's have a happy podcast. What are you trying to do here?
I know, I'm sorry. I just want to say where we've been. That's why we didn't do a podcast last week, because I was sad.
You were sad.
I was sad. And we're also a little upset with each other, because I can't believe what you said about minimum wage. But we're not going to open that door.
Stupid.
You're stupid.
I didn't say you were stupid. Oh. Are you minimum wage? Then you're stupid.
So, fuck it, let's open this door. Why are you upset?
Minimum wage went up.
Everyone in the audience right now is going,
yay!
Okay.
Opening up the champagne.
Why is he upset?
Because I don't make minimum wage, so my wages don't go up, meaning all the new people are catching up to me.
Like Hitler, communist.
No.
Hitler wasn't communist.
It's like you're racing cars, you know, you're in lap 12, you're two laps ahead of people, and then all of a sudden they decide to give a free lap to everyone else. It's like, but I earned these two laps. It's like, well, you know, everyone else is unhappy, so here's an extra lap for them.
Did you earn that above minimum wage money you make?
Yeah.
Did you? Really?
Yeah.
You're starting from the beginning.
What?
You're starting from the bottom, now you're here. Started from the bottom, now you're here.
I believe I earned my wages.
Alright, okay.
So I'm making, you know, I'm sweating every day. I don't even have a minute to answer your text messages.
That's because your job isn't paying you well.
Well, it's not that. That's what the rate is for apprentices.
You want everyone to make equally amount of money.
No, I don't want people to make equal amount of money. If you're going to increase money for people, it should be for everybody. If you're increasing, you know, like... For example, let's take McDonald's, right? They have minimum wage people there. They're going to get an increase. But what about the managers there as well, right? I think the managers should get an increase.
Yeah, I believe they should. I believe they should, too. But
yeah,
people
but unfortunately, it's
wage.
Not. And I agree. And even slightly above minimum wage, it's very difficult to still survive on. But I think that it's like if you're going to help certain group of people, it's like, you know, it should be able to help everyone. 75 cents doesn't seem like a lot to a business for minimum wage people. Like big corporations, then why should it be a big deal for, you know, the other employees? I don't know.
I don't agree with you, so I'm not saying anything.
It sucks. It's like, you know,
I've never heard
my
anyone
ass
get
every day.
So upset about.
Well, you know,
being...
it's like you work so hard, and then you know, people who there are people who work minimum wage who work hard. I get that.
Yeah.
But then there's also a group of people who do minimum wage who, one, they don't care for the job, so they do dick all. It's like. Hi, can you check if this is in stock? Yeah, no problem. Go set a back room, kick a ball for 42 minutes.
That was me.
No, it's not there. Exactly, right? So it's like, if you're getting minimum wage, you just got, you know, more money for not giving two shits because it's...
You do realize that managers usually don't do shit, right? It's usually people at the front line who do more work.
Yeah.
And wouldn't they deserve more money?
Well, but then there's also those managers who actually do a lot.
Yeah, very little and far in between. Every manager I've had pretty much didn't do shit.
Yeah, and then there's those people who do minimum wage who does absolutely nothing because they don't give two shits.
Exactly.
And then there's those minimum wage people who actually do care about their job and end up becoming managers later in life. But it's like, what I'm getting at, it's like, why not just make it universal? If wages go up,
I agree with you on that part. Sweetie, I agree with you on that part. But that's what the discussion is. It's about minimum wage.
I don't like
it. It's not about wage. It's about minimum wage. Of course, I like wages to go up as well. But I'm happy for the little people who aren't making enough.
Yeah, it's good. It works out for them. If I was making minimum wage, I'd be like, sweet. But I'm not making minimum wage.
So instead, you're like, well, you get a raise and I don't.
Yeah, it's pretty much like, why don't I? It'd be nice if the company, well, I haven't spoken to, like, you know, the accounting department, all that mumbo jumbo at my company, because it was just today. So they might be like, you know what, to make up for whatever, we're giving you a 75-cent raise.
Yeah.
Sweet.
But, like, what did the people at your company say the wage was going up to?
They didn't say anything. I found this out on the radio.
No, they said $12.25.
Oh, no, it was just some guy that was in the car with me. I kind of dozed off.
That's like, why. We're making this much money. Now they're going to be pissed off that the wage isn't going to be that.
No, they didn't think they knew they weren't going to get a pay increase. It was just for minimum wage. But I thought it was $12.25, which was even more upsetting, but whatever.
Do you own your own business?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
So why do you care?
Because every day I have to go in, I have to make 600 holes.
Because...
I have to cut all the crap load of stuff. I have to bring tons of shit down to the, you know, lower levels.
Hey, that's the life you chose.
Yeah.
So no, you're not allowed to complain. That's like
the other guys who go into work, clock in, stand around, pick their nose, walk around for 8 hours, and go home, and they're making just as much as me, basically.
Again, I'm going to ask, why do you care?
Because I wish I could go to my job, walk around, pick my nose, and get paid that much.
So do it. Quit your job and get rehired again at minimum wage.
No, because in the long run, I'll make millions of dollars.
Okay, well then quit complaining.
No, it's still my opinion. I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it. If it's going to be for equal rights, you make it equal rights.
It's not equal rights. Wage, it's about minimum wage.
Fuck minimum wage. Should be everyone.
You say that now, but if you were making minimum wage, you'd be so happy.
Fuck it.
Oh, you'd be so happy.
There's the compromise. Instead of 75-cent increase, make it a 50-cent increase, but everyone else gets 50 cents.
Again, I agree with you, but that's not what the discussion's about. It's about minimum wage.
It's not even. It wasn't even up for discussion.
I know. That's the thing. It's because people
Let's focus on minimum wage.
Sweetie,
focus on everybody.
People who make minimum wage can't survive all that money. So the government's like, hey, you know what? Instead of always lending out money to people and having people take out money and loans, let's increase the minimum wage so these people could survive.
Fuck it. That's why I don't leave home.
Where do you live?
I can't afford
that. Live on your own?
No, I live at home. Why?
So shut up!
I'm not going to go move out and pay 99% of my paycheck just so I can fucking sleep at night. That's why I don't do it.
Do what?
And I probably move out. That's why I still can't even move out.
We're not talking about moving out now. We're talking about
I know, but it's like even at $12, like if I move out, groceries, apartment, like I can't afford that. So that's why I don't move out. I need more money. I want more money.
You are a communist. Just say it. It's okay. It's not a bad thing. Communism works in theory. Commie. But I'm allowed to call you commie from the rest of the podcast.
If you want.
All right. That's why Rui was upset earlier.
I want more money.
I know. People need
more money. Maybe not the rich guys. Just.
Oh, why not? They're working hard. They're where they are, where they belong. Why can't they get work?
Yeah, when they make over $100,000, I don't think 75 cents makes a big difference.
Why not? You said equal wages for everybody.
Yeah, but 75 cents for me is a big difference. 75 cents for minimum wage is a bigger difference.
Doesn't matter. You said once you get wages.
For Bill Gates is nothing.
But he said everyone should get increase in wage. Now you're allowed.
Hey, if they actually said for everybody, we'll give 75. Okay, fine. I don't care then. If they said for everyone, all right, everyone gets it. I'm happy.
But
the reason
why it's minimum wage is because that's the baseline. You can't make more. You can't make less than that. You can make more right now.
Yeah, people but I'm like wage borderline. I'm borderline minimum wage. Right. So it's the thing is like, yeah, I'm right now. I'm like borderline minimum wage, except I don't get the benefit.
I don't agree with you. I think you are a communist and a horrible person.
Only because you make more money. That's why you said
no. I'm the one who said I'm happy that everyone's getting a wage increase.
Because you make more money. You're rich.
I wish. No, I'm very happy that other people are making
it. Yeah, I'm happy for them too, but I'm also upset. Happy as
you're upset because you're not getting it, but they are.
Yeah. I'm not upset at them. Yeah. I'm upset at the system. Fuck the system.
You're taking your ball and going.
My friend goes, hey, man, minimum wage it up. Now I can actually, you know, do something about it. Like, oh, that's pretty cool. Kind of wish I got money. I'm not taking my anger out on him.
Minimum wage, man. You're not. You should be happy you're not making minimum wage. You're only upset because you're making a dollar more than what they're making.
And I work a lot more.
If you're making $5, would this bother you?
No.
Hey, shut up!
That's big difference.
That's not the circumstances that you're under.
Yeah, because I'm not making friends. If I was, then I'd be like, eh, I'm okay. Good for them. But I'm right borderline with them. Right there next to them. Fuck, I might as well just make minimum wage.
You know it's not going to be for another 4 years until it's like 14 bucks, right?
Oh, so they're going to get even more money?
Yeah.
I'd probably be making 14 bucks in 5 years.
Yeah, and I probably will be too.
Yeah, and that's going to suck.
No, I don't care.
You say that now. No, you wait 4 years from now.
I don't care.
You should be caring.
I don't care.
Money is what makes the world go around.
It is going around. Anyways, what games have you been playing?
Skyrim. I think that's it.
Oh.
I beat Skyrim, I think.
Is that it?
I don't know. I thought you were going to say, oh, really? What makes you think that? Well, let me see, Kevin. Thanks for asking a great question. I beat Skyrim, I think. Cricket? All right, let me, you know, segue myself there. But yeah, you know, I've been doing my usual stuff in Skyrim. I got married, missed my wedding date, had to reload the game. Because the game, when you travel from location to location, time moves. But I didn't know that. So I'm like, hi, I'd like to marry you. Thank you. I'll meet you at the church tomorrow. Tomorrow. And the thing about the game, there's no Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Fridays. There's no, you know, January, February, March. There's no, the dates are weird. So it's like, okay, so if today is the 4th of the Sundays of the Eastern, that means tomorrow is, oh. So it's like, I'll meet you at the church tomorrow. No problem. Fusfoda! Oh wait, didn't I supposed to get married today? Go to the church? You left me on the altar! I missed my wedding. So I loaded the game, and then made it to the wedding. My kids were there. I adopted two little girls, because I felt bad for them. And now I'm a happy family. And then, I did the quest where I have to defeat the Elder Dragon. I forgot his name, Alduin, whatever. And, you know, it was a cool fight. I called the dragon, kicked his ass, and then that was pretty much it. It's like, the Dragonborn, you have slain Alduin! You are the champion of champions. I used to be an adventurer like you until I took an arrow today.
Oh, wow. I haven't heard that.
That's pretty much what the guy said. Then he walked away. And I'm like, now what? Do I just run around? So and then now I decided to start doing the DLC, which is like a different section. I don't know. There was no big... Maybe it's not the end of the game. I don't fucking know. I defeated the dragon. Took his bones.
Why don't you look online and see if that's the end of the game?
We probably should.
Yeah.
Because they're saying if you don't defeat a certain dragon, like, they ask you to kill him. If you don't kill him, he makes, like, a special appearance at the end for letting him go. But none of that happened. So I don't know if it's the end. I'm, like, 60 hours in, goddammit. This game doesn't end. But I'm enjoying it, though. Shitload of mods. It makes me happy. I like that.
You're playing on PC, right?
Oh, yeah. Fucking mods. I'm thinking of downloading a nudie patch mod just so I can, you know, have something to look at while I run around. But yeah, there's like mods for like bigger homes. Now they made a mod where you can make your own city in Skyrim.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's a little too crazy for me. I might not get into that. But yeah, there was a mod for the foxes for that, What Does the Fox Say?
I don't know.
Whenever there's a fox around, the song starts playing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so annoying. I didn't download that because...
Is there a macho one? A macho man
macho
one?
Macho Randy Savage?
Yeah.
There's tons. I only got one mod in. Which is you can convert your dragon souls into points. And, you know, it's easier to get dragon souls and points are hard to come by since there's like a... I don't know, it's just too long. So I download that mod where it just converts them.
Mm-hmm.
So at least now I can max out certain stuff without having to spend 180 hours on it. But yeah, it's still a good game. I enjoy it. I haven't been playing the weekdays because no sleep, no games make Rui something something.
Great.
Don't mind if I do. So I look forward to the weekend for me to play, you know, some games. I haven't touched Battlefield 4 in like 2 months. I've been dying to play it, but I don't like playing alone. I've said that before, and my friend's never available. So I don't know. I'm so lonely. This Barry job's killing me, Kevin. It's killing me.
Yeah, I can imagine. I sit at a desk all day, so I'm okay.
I don't know if I'd be able to do that. Like, how do you keep yourself entertained?
I jerk off.
At work?
Why not?
Yeah, I guess
that's not cool. No, I don't, just in case anyone from work is listening. I don't jerk off in my cubicle. I read a lot of books.
About work?
Yes. How to get ahead in life.
Pretend you're working at work.
Yeah.
But, what kind of games have you been playing?
Right on. Wow, that's all you've been playing with Skyrim.
It's a good game. When I play, I like pretty much that's the weekend. Like, I'm playing like 12 hours a day, just that game.
Wow. I've been playing a little bit of Outrun on the Xbox Live. I came out, or I didn't come out. I'm coming out.
You're gay.
Hello.
Oh, no,
I found out that I am no longer buying any more Xbox 360
Hello?
Games.
Did you die?
No, I'm still here.
Calvin?
Yeah. Sorry about that. It seemed like our Skype is farting on us, so I might have sounded robotic for a second there, so I apologize. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, Outrun. So I found out recently... Can you still hear me?
Yes.
All right. So I found out recently that I am no longer buying any more 360 games.
Why?
I'm done.
You're done?
I have a huge backlog of games.
All right.
A huge backlog of games for the 360 that I still haven't got to. I forgot that I bought El Shaddai on the Xbox 360, a digital download.
Right.
I forgot that I bought Shank 2 as a digital download. Serious Sam Double XL on digital download. I forgot that I had Dishonored, which is a full game, on the digital download. I still have so many games to play, like Burnout Paradise, Call of Duty 1, 2, and 3. I have Castlevania Lords of Shadow to play. I have so many games. I have 116 digital downloaded games on Xbox Live.
Holy smokes.
116 games. And I was like, you know what? I gotta stop buying games. And from now on, any new game that comes out that's available on the Wii U, I'm gonna buy it on the Wii U instead. That
now includes... I'm wondering, I don't even know, like, what... Are they even making any more games for the 360?
Of course they are. They're still supporting it.
Like, what the hell is there coming out?
Everything's still coming out on 360. Xbox One is the one who has a problem.
But, like, I don't know, like... I don't know when his big title's coming out.
Titanfall, and that's about all I can think
Titanfall is for the One, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but what's coming out for the 360?
Metal Gear Solid 5.
That's for the 360?
Yeepers.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Now I don't know if it's going to be, you know, half of what the Xbox One would be.
I'm so confused by Metal Gear Solid 5, I don't want to talk about it. I don't know what... I don't know if it's one game, if it's four, I have no idea.
I think it's two. Metal Gear Solid 5, whatever it was, and Metal Gear Solid... whatever the other one's called.
Yeah, but how do you... I don't understand. Can you play one without the other?
I think you get the... they're not coming out at the same time, I don't believe.
I don't know.
I think it's the first one, like Phantom Pain or whatever. Or no, what's the other one? The one where they're at the camp.
Ground Zero?
Ground Zero. I think that one comes out first, and a couple of months later, Phantom Pain comes out. And I think they're supposed to link somehow.
So it's Metal Gear Solid 5 Part 1 and then Metal Gear Solid 5?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's supposed to be some giant...
See, this is what I mean. I don't like... It hurts my head. I don't like talking about it.
But that might be the next best thing.
Probably.
If it's so brain-farting, you probably want it.
No, I do want it. I just don't want to talk about it until it comes out. Until I have the copy in my hand and go, oh, that's what you mean.
Oh, it's two discs. Xbox One.
I get it. It comes with both. Yeah. So I have a huge backlog of games, so anything that comes out now, like Batman Arkham Origins, a game I want, I'm going to buy that on the Wii U, not the 360. I have a next-gen console. I might as well take advantage of it. And yes, people, that Wii U is a next-gen console, no matter how much you want to say it isn't.
None of these are next-gen. It's current-gen.
Well, now it is. So 360 is past-gen?
Last-gen? Yeah, last-gen.
So that's what I'm saying. The Wii U is a next-gen, and now it's
a current-gen.
Current-gen, yes.
Yeah.
All right, then.
You just say Wii U.
All right.
Wii U.
So I'm going to buy games for it because I have 115 games. So I was playing Outrun, and that's when I realized I have 115 games. So I went ahead and ignored Outrun and played Dishonored.
And how is it?
It's pretty good. I don't know. Well, my control fucked up on me, the right trigger. Even though I don't play Call of Duty anymore, my control still managed to have a way to break.
All right. So I don't understand how your controllers break.
Fuck if I know. So I'm playing Dishonored, and I'm trying to like slash people, and I can't attack. So I'm like, well, I'm done with this. So I wanted to go play a game that doesn't require the triggers, and so after Dishonored, which Dishonored seems like a pretty decent game, it's kind of hard for me to get into, I don't know why, I think I'm getting old or something. It's a pretty looking game, I just don't care about the story, but I guess that I was reading reviews about it, and like, the story doesn't really matter, but I'm like, well, if it's a 40-hour game, I want to know the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
And it's first person, and I'm very tired of first person games, so maybe that has something to do with it, and because my right trigger doesn't work, so maybe I was focusing on that too much, as opposed to actually enjoying the game. Like it kind
of. You're old.
Yeah, probably. So,
I'm older.
Yeah,
you know what's funny though?
Eh.
Years ago, we'd always poke fun at you. It's like your brother goes a bit of 10. What a loser! I'd be so like today. I'm in a pissy mood if I don't get to bed about 9:30.
Oh really? I go to bed at 11 now.
Because I have to wake up 4:30. So 9:30, I go to bed, then I fall asleep around 10-ish.
Okay.
So it's exactly what it is.
You gotta be up at 4:30 now. I thought you had to be up at 5.
No, we have to go pick up another
guy.
Not
that a half hour makes a huge difference, but...
I think it does at that early in the morning.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, we have to pick up an extra guy, and, you know, we're not allowed to sleep in the car.
Do you... That's stupid. But do you wake up and think to yourself, like, just a hint of, like, maybe half a second that if this is what death was like, you'd choose death?
No.
Oh, okay.
I wake up and I was like, so cold.
Well, it sucks because when I take a shower, the person downstairs also wakes up the same time as me. So yeah. They take a shower first, and by the time I'm in there, it's like there's no water pressure, and it's all cold water.
And you're like, kill me now.
Pretty much. So I wake up at 5:30. So, yeah. Yeah. What was I saying? Dishonored? Oh, yeah, we're old.
Pretty game. We're old. We suck.
Yeah.
Now I understand. As you get older.
No, my brother's a wiener. He was 19 when we were young.
Okay, all right.
Like, we have his age now. He was 19. Whatever, you do the math. We must have been like 10 or something. Yeah, that sounds about right. No, wait, maybe. I don't know. Anyways, still there?
Yeah, I'm still
here. Okay, I heard a fart. So yeah, Dishonored. I've been playing Dishonored. It's a pretty, good game. I just think that my whole control fucking up on me kind of gave me a bad taste. It's like when you get a cookie and the whole cookie's good, but at the end there's like a little burn piece. You're like, ugh, ugh. And all you keep focusing is that burn. I know. I couldn't think of anything.
Oh yeah, it just ruins everything else.
Yeah. That's how I feel. So I'm going to buy a new controller again. And then maybe I'll give it a shot again. So I've been playing a game called The Cave, which is a game I had for PlayStation when I was a PlayStation Plus member for free. Yeah. And I didn't pass it because I was no longer a PlayStation Plus member. So I got it for like $2, I think, on Xbox Live.
That's a good price.
The Cave is a pretty decent game. It's a 2D game made by Sega, and I absolutely love it. I just like it. I like the narration. It kind of reminds me of Bastion, the way like they talk,
yeah,
the way the characters act. It's a fun game. It's an exploration game, and I like those kind of games. Adventure 2D, 3D kind of games.
Yeah. 2D, 3D.
Yeah, yeah. I've been playing Earthbound a lot still on my Wii U.
You still haven't beaten it?
Still haven't beaten it. I don't know what I'm doing, honestly, in that game. I've been playing in such huge gaps that I kind of forgot where I was. But I think I'm reaching the end, so that's a good sign. I've been playing F-Zero, which was a game that was for free on Club Nintendo, for Super Nintendo. And, that game's pretty boring.
I liked it.
I know you liked it, but that's because you played it as a kid.
What makes it different now?
I didn't play it as a kid, so to me, it's just a racing game. There's nothing... Because as a kid, you're like, holy shit, I'm going 800 miles per hour? 800 miles? My God, it's like Tails all over again. Remember Miles Power?
Yeah, yeah.
So anyways, and I'm playing, and I'm like, well, just a race. I mean, it's a fun game, don't get me wrong, but I mean, I can't imagine spending $60 on it back in the day.
$60.
Yeah, that's how much games cost. But the music's really fantastic in that game. But yeah, enjoy it. You okay? You crying?
Yeah, okay. It's just right. $60 is a lot of money.
I know. So I've been playing that because it was free for Club Nintendo members. I am playing Mario & Luigi Dream Team still. I am 35 hours in this game, and I'm just about done with it.
Jesus Christ, that's a lot of hours.
35 hours, dude. It's because I play. So it takes me an hour to get to work, an hour to get back home. Okay.
That means you've been playing for 16 and a half days?
I've been playing about 22 days.
17 and a half?
22 days. 22 days. 22 and a half. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18,
22, 4, 6, 8, 30.
30
days?
40. Ah, yeah, no, not 22. I don't know.
20
no, it's more than
a day.
More than a day. I don't know. Shut up. I can't do
you've just been playing a lot.
I've been playing a lot. So. It got to the point, and I also lost my stylus from my 3DS.
This is why you don't get good things.
No, well, this one was my fault. I was playing a section in the game that just frustrated me, so I bit the end of it. And then,
that's it. You can't use the rest?
I distorted the shape of the stylus, so it didn't grip, and it just slid out somewhere.
Oh.
I was like, fuck this game! Just bit on it. So I gotta buy another stylus and a controller. The control wasn't my fault, the stylus was. Anyway, so the game, I'm right at the end, and it's like one of those, oh, here's the ending. But first, you gotta go through 1,000 different tracks in order to get to the ending. So you gotta go left, then you gotta go right, then you gotta get a piece and go left again, then go right, then go left, until you climb whatever fuck you're climbing.
It's too much work.
And it takes so long. Yeah, and it's like, this is just filler. What this part is just filler. You had a good thing going, and you had to ruin it at the end here. Just
now you're forcing us to play.
Because I'm not making any progression, because I can't. All it is a bridge. Jump across. Like, fucking hell. So I've been playing that, but I also bought a game that I've been meaning to buy for a long time now. I saw it on the eShop. eShop once in a while offers a pretty decent sale, and there's a game
Kirby?
Called... No, not Kirby. There's a game called Project X Zone, or as they call it, Project Cross Zone.
Never heard of it.
It's a weird game. So I don't know why games are doing X's as crosses, like Tekken...
Who's to say it's an X? What if it's a cross?
It is a cross.
Yeah, alright.
So... But it's letter X.
No, who says the letter X? If you were to type the letter X, would it be the exact same size? Or shape? Or angles? It's all about the angles.
I don't know what we're talking about anymore. So this game is called Project Cross Zone, but I call it Project X Zone because that's what it says in the title. So this game is a combination, and this is where it got me. It's a combination between Capcom games, characters, right. I mean, Namco Bandai, I sound like Japanese, Namco Bandai characters.
All right.
Sega characters. Oop, that's what did it. And there's another company, I forgot who. Anyways,
okay, Sega, that's all you
need. It's all these companies combined, okay?
Okay.
So when you open it, it's like, Capcom, Sega, Konami! Like, it's all these things.
And all it is table tennis?
It's table tennis. No, it's an RPG game. And I played two demos. I played the first demo, and I kind of enjoyed it, because they were in a Ghosts and Ghouls level.
All right.
And I was like, right on. Like, I dig this. And it's an RPG, but you don't really do much. Like, the battle is kind of pointless, but the animation's very good. Who makes Darkstalkers? Is that Konami?
Capcom.
Oh, it is Capcom. Never mind. Because they're in the game. It's full of Street Fighter characters, of Resident Evil, and Ghouls and Ghosts. And then there's the girl from Space Channel 5, whatever the fuck her name is. She's in the game as well. So there's a bunch of characters.
That's a weird character.
Yeah, so they have all these characters in the game. And the dialogue's really funny. And I like... It's kind of... Remember Final Fantasy Tactics?
Yes. It's I like that one.
It's sort of like that. So imagine that, but with all these characters in it. I played the demo and I liked it, and it was $15 at the time, and I didn't buy it because I was a cheap asshole. I was hoping to find it somewhere cheaper, but I can't find this game anywhere in stock, in stores. And on Amazon, it's $30. So I was like, well, I could have got it for $15. Anyways, the game came on sale again, and with the second demo that I played, I'm like, well, if I played both demos throughout, and I usually get bored of a demo really
That's
fast.
Essentially the game.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, that means I enjoy the game. So it was $20 this time instead of $40. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it, I'll buy it because I can't find the game anywhere.
Yeah, you could have had it at $15.
I know, that sucks. But I always try to find a game cheaper. Like, if I can, as a physical copy.
Yeah.
But I was like, I can't find it anywhere. Like, I cannot find it. BitTrip Runner, I bought for $10, and it was on sale for, like, $2 on 3DS, so I traded that and bought the digital copy. And shit like that happens, I'll do it. The only thing that sucks is I haven't played the game yet. I've only played the demos because I'm playing Mario Luigi Dream Team. But
the game itself is the demos.
But the game is there, and I read online that it kind of drags as well. But the thing is, if I don't like it, I can't trade it.
Because it's digital, right?
Yeah, so I'm like, that's where digital sucks. I can't get rid of it, even if I wanted to.
Wasn't the whole Xbox One, you supposed to resell it at a discounted price?
What do you mean?
I don't know, I'm just... Whatever.
All right, well, I'm glad we had...
Didn't Xbox say something like that, you know, back then when they said it was only going to be digital copies only...
Yeah.
And the way you would, you know, sell used games is you resell it at a lower price. Yeah, don't worry. It was a good conversation. It happened like 20 years ago.
I don't remember. Anyway, so that's all the games I've been playing. I've been really busy lately. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
Sorry.
But I've been playing more than you, so eh.
Yeah, but mine was Skyrim.
Oh, yeah. Good point. It was only one game, and it was a long game. But mine was Dishonored. Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
All right, so first and third person view.
Wow, you're eating really loudly there, Charlie. Yeah, that's all I heard. I'm like, and first person view.
And third person.
So here are the games that came out this week. I'm not going to tell you what came out last week because I can't check because GameSpot changed their layout. Broken Age Act 1 came out for PC.
All right.
It's a weird thing because Broken Age was a game founded by Kickstarter. It's, what's his face? The guy who made, Psychonauts. Tim Shaver. The guy who made Brutal Legends and stuff?
Yeah.
It's that guy.
That's a really good game.
Yeah, it is. He made Broken Age, so all his games are actually really good. So the thing is, the people who, you know, Kickstarted Broken Age, got obviously their copies beforehand, right?
Mm-hmm.
They sent out an email or like a little press or something telling people like, please don't review this game. It's under embargo if you are part of the press. And Garrett actually sent me, sent me like a Facebook message saying like, hey,
Kevin, the ending's cool. But everyone dies.
Well, no, that's the thing. He asked me. He's like, can we review the game? Because they said not to.
All right.
And I was like, well, that's a weird thing to ask. You bought the game. Why the hell can't you talk about it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he owns it.
Yeah, he got a early copy because he was part of the Kickstarter campaign, so he got his copy before everyone else. So it's like,
well, that's right. It's not like they gave it them for free.
Yeah, if they gave him a review copy, then it's like obviously not. Don't do that. Yeah. But I mean, you didn't sign a document. You didn't say, you know what I mean? It's like weird. So
what are you gonna do, boss man?
So I told him to use his discretion. So the review's up on our site.
Boo! That's a poor decision, boss.
I know. Well, I didn't. First off, I didn't really know what the hell he was talking about. I'd never heard of it.
What about the
Banner Saga? One or the other? Fuck, both games are very similar. Maybe Banner Saga. No, Banner Saga I think was a review copy. I don't remember.
I don't know, TechPanda.com.
I don't remember which it was. Well, maybe I'm getting them both mixed up. I thought they reviewed Broken Age. Maybe I'm confusing the two. No, Broken Age and Banner Saga. They both reviewed it, so I don't know. Maybe I'm confused. Anyways. So yeah, he gave it an 8 out of 10. So
that's good.
A game. And it's only Act 1, but Act 2, if you part of the Kickstarter, you get it for free.
Nice. But he can't review it.
Yeah, he can do whatever he wants. A game called Recoil came out for a PC.
Never heard of it.
A game called Strike Vector came out for PC.
Never heard of it.
A game called Dragon Ball Z!
Battle of Budokai Tekkenatchi 4.
Battle of Z, it's just called. It's available on 360, PS3, and Vita. And want to know something silly about this game?
What?
It's a fighter, but you can't play with your friend next to you.
That's so stupid.
Right?
That's...
You can play up to four people online, but you can't play with a friend next to you.
Sometimes you don't want to play online.
You know why?
Why?
Because that many people on the screen would make the resolution go lower, and they don't want that to happen.
But they did it for the other ones.
I know. They did it for every single one of them, so... I know.
Right, this world's messed up. First the minimum wage is now the Dragon Balls.
And Tomb Raider Definitive Edition came out for PS3, Xbox 360. Oh, wait, no, hold on.
But you can't play as Lara Croft because...
Definitive Edition came out for PS4 and Xbox One, but the Game of the Year Edition came out for 360 and PS3. So that's an example of what I was saying, that the games are still coming out for both consoles.
Yeah, I don't know if it's worth it now.
If you have the new console, get on the new console.
But if you don't, then why would you
want to...
Yeah, but knowing that the other guys probably got better...
Man, you really care about what other people do better than you, eh?
I do.
Why? What's wrong with you? What happened in your childhood? Nothing. Because I know your childhood. You grew up with me.
Exactly. Nothing happened.
Let's see what else came out. Octodad Deadliest Catch comes out for PC. That's a fun game. I really enjoy that game.
Deadliest Catch?
Yeah.
The Crab Show?
Oh, Octodad.
Yeah, I know.
Rambo, the video game. Hey.
I thought that came out like 10 years ago.
Me too. I'm not going to... Naruto Shippuden Ultimate Ninja Storm 3 Full Burst comes out for PS3 and Xbox 360.
That already came out.
Did it?
Yeah. Full Burst came out like 2 months ago.
GameSpot sucks so much balls. Yeah.
Unless like it's a digital version of it.
Nah, it doesn't say anything there. GameSpot, you're ruining our first section. What's wrong with
that? Actually, you know what? That's what I have to play. My girlfriend got me that, even though it's the exact same game. But it's with all the DLC and all that stuff. So I felt bad saying go to hell.
Go to hell. Go to hell.
But I gotta play.
Right on.
I'm still gonna make the videos free.
Well, that was our first segment. And, because, yeah, GameSpot didn't really help us. Up next, news. I'm sorry, minimum wage, call me.
Yeah, damn minimum wage. You are listening to the Pain Ads
Podcast. What are you eating?
Water.
Hmm.
I finished eating. I was eating green soup.
So you're eating ice?
No. Oh. Just water.
Mm. I'm eating
I'm pizza. Chewing it. You're still eating pizza?
Dude, I made a whole...
You must have gone through a whole slice, a whole like pizza by now.
I made a whole pizza for myself.
It's kind of a lot.
Well, I'm a big guy. I haven't smoked in 2 weeks until my cat died, so I started smoking again.
Damn cat.
I know. So sad. But we're back!
Yeah. Happy. Joy.
And we are now in...
Poo!
News!
Poo.
So first off on the agenda, that's going to piss you off. So say you're making minimum wage, right?
Yeah.
You're like, minimum wage. What do we need minimum wage for? Well, it sounds like Best Buy and Future Shop will be bumping up their MSRPs with the retail price by $5 as well. So
the guys who are making minimum wage are like, finally, you know what? I have enough money where I can actually buy a few video games for myself. I want to treat myself. Now they're increasing the prices?
This is before. This is released on January 20.
It already began.
So all games, including EB Games, Best Buy, and Future Shop, will be bumping up their price to $5 extra.
Stupid.
However,
games are expensive already.
So it'll be instead of $59.99, it'll be $64.99.
Yeah, which with tax, it comes to like $78.92.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Right?
I'm angry.
That's kind of silly.
You know what? I don't want to buy games anymore.
it's kind of hard for me to buy a game for $60 as it is. I'm like, ooh, that's at least, like, that's a grocery. You know what I mean?
The only games that I would buy, like, for $60 is, like, Duke Nukem Forever.
Yeah.
Just for novelty. But, like, Mass Effect.
Games you really want.
Those games that, like, Naruto, I'll pay because I really enjoy those series or those games and I want it. But when a game comes out that you don't know much about, you heard it's going to be a good game, $60 is a big gamble.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to pay $60, and then next thing you know, it's a piece of shit.
The only game I think I will pay $60 for is the new Super Smash Bros. Game.
Yeah, because that's, we know it's going to be a good game.
Yeah, that's the only game probably, I'll buy it right straight out. Like, yeah, just fucking, give me the box. Just give me the box. Let's not have this conversation. Give me the box. Give the box. That's the only game, I think, coming up. Mario Kart, I'll wait until it's on,
Mario Kart, I don't know. It's one Mario Kart 8. There'll probably be a deal.
Yeah, there'll probably be a deal. But I mean, like, DS games, 3DS games, I don't mind buying new because they're $40. It's 40 I could do.
Yeah.
But like Xbox 360 games, I'm like $60 for that. I don't really want to play this game. I don't like WWF anymore. Speaking of which, I was watching WWF the other day, the Mankind vs. Undertaker match and the Hell in a Cell.
All right.
Oh, such a good match. So good. And I watched Kick-Ass 2, the movie.
Was it Kick-Ass?
Nah. They changed a lot of things I didn't like.
I didn't know Jim Carrey was in it.
Yeah.
I didn't. Was his role pretty good, or was he kind
of
shitted
7 minutes of screen time.
That was it? He made it seem like he was there for the whole movie.
I know. He was only there for 7 minutes.
Jeez.
But that's like separate scenes. Like, hey man, you coming? Yeah. And I was like,
let's go!
That's like 5 seconds. So, in total, he had 7 minutes of screen time.
But he paid him like $30 million.
But there was a weird part in the movie. Because I read the comic, so I know what happened. But it changed everything in the movie. They fucked it up really bad in this one. Because I like Kick-Ass 1. Yeah, yeah. Because in Kick-Ass 1, you watched it, right?
Yeah.
He falls in love with the girl?
Yeah.
In the comics, the girl thinks he's a creep for pretending to be gay. So they're never together.
Okay.
So, but in the movies, they are together. So that fucks everything up.
Doesn't destroy
it. Well, that's what I'm saying. They have to give it the Hollywood ending of, like, he gets the girl.
But that's not what the original is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, why did you change that? That had enough. You could have made her not want him. Like, that's the joke. Even though he's a superhero, it sucks being a superhero because no one likes you.
Not only is he fighting crime, he doesn't get the reward. He doesn't, you know, the good guy doesn't get the girl.
Yeah, he gets his ass kicked. Ah, kick ass. And he doesn't get the girl. That's the point. Dressing up like a superhero does not get you anywhere. It's not like the comics, but in the movie it is. Ah, never mind. But yeah, in the second one they really changed a lot of things. And I get it. There's a lot of scenes you can't show. But
Like what?
Well, in the comics, spoilers if you ever read Kick-Ass 2, Motherfucker, which is Red Mist, he changes his name to Motherfucker.
Okay.
Goes and finds that girl and rapes her. Him and his posse of villains.
Wow, that's a little dark.
Yeah, right? Well, he shoots up a neighborhood of kids first, and then he goes and rapes her. Okay. Even though when he's grabbing her, because the dad goes on the way, he's like, okay, dad, you're not bulletproof, and shoots him in the head. And then they all rape the girl. But in the comics, she's like, I don't even know who Kick-Ass is, because she doesn't, right?
Yeah.
But the motherfucker knows who she is because Kick-Ass is in love with her, right?
Uh-huh.
So that's why. Motherfucker's like, he told me you're his girlfriend, and that causes problems, right? Because if Kick-Ass never existed, none of that would have happened.
Exactly.
In the movies, she breaks up with him in the first 10 minutes of the movie.
She raped his heart.
So, out of nowhere, she breaks up with him and never seen again. It's like, so what was the whole point of the first movie, making them together, if you're going to make them break up in the first 10 minutes?
Maybe they're trying to go back to the way it's supposed to be?
But then at the end, I'll talk to you about it off the air.
Alright.
But anyway, so yeah. And there's this one weird scene in Kick-Ass 2. Well, it wasn't weird, it was just cool. Where Mother Rush is shooting up the neighborhood.
Okay.
And the Tetris music starts playing.
Oh, nice.
It's I guess it's because it's the closest music to Russian they have, but whatever. But yeah, so games prices are going up. Halo 2 Anniversary Edition reportedly coming to Xbox One, Halo 5 in 2015? That's a question.
Wasn't there supposed to be a new Halo with the release of Xbox One?
That's what they're talking about, Halo 5 in 2015.
What else is supposed to be on the release date? Not like 20 years later.
Yeah, well. A verified industry insider has just outed the development of Crackdown 3, but she wasn't done there. They also gave the exact date of when Microsoft will be releasing the Halo 2 Anniversary Edition on the Xbox One. I was actually thinking about buying Halo Anniversary Edition.
Why?
For the story, because apparently the story is really good.
Well, it's what, you know, started the whole success of Halo, so I guess that has to be good.
Yeah, and I like the idea you can switch from HD to normal D.
Why would you want regular D? Why do you want the D, Kevin?
I don't know. I just want to see it. It's reportedly going to hit Xbox One next winter, November 11th to be exact, with all sorts of shit included. You can see the forum post here. Update: the source has now said that Halo 5 beta across will be given along with the Halo 2 Anniversary Edition on Xbox One. Update 2, Halo 2 released on November 9th, 2004. The purported date of Halo 2 Anniversary Edition on Xbox One is November 11th, 2014. A Tuesday. November 11th street date would be the closest Microsoft could possibly get to the 10th anniversary release. So
they could get closer. They just gotta try.
Or they could not release the game on Tuesday and just, you know, make an exception.
I don't get Tuesday, Kevin. Why? It bothers me. It bothers me because people have work like me. And you. And many other people.
You're not gonna buy $60 games. Actually, now that I'm working more, that kind of came to respect digital downloads. Where I'm like, okay, I want to buy this game. Huh?
The convenience of it?
Yeah. Where I'm like, oh, I'm going to go buy this game. I don't feel like going all the way down there. Ah, fuck, I'm just going
to
buy it off.
But that's the adventure. You go out, you know? Fresh air. Get to see all the people who are also buying the game. You know, be part of the crowd. Not anymore. Damn digitals.
And minimum wage.
PS1
and PS2 games heading to PlayStation 4.
Wasn't it? What? So what does a PS4 offer? I thought it was backwards compatible with everything.
No, it's not. You were talking about PlayStation Now last time.
PlayStation Now.
But this isn't PlayStation Now. This is backwards compatibility. It's coming to PS4, and PlayStation Now is only part of the story.
So hold on. Right now, backwards compatibility is not available for
That's
PS4.
Right. Yes.
So it's just a matter of they could just make it available.
Apparently.
Or maybe is it just digital?
Let me read the story and I'll tell you.
Stay tuned.
While Sony had effectively phased out hardware emulation on previous platforms during the early stages of the PS3 era, it had worked content on consistently on opening up the PlayStation back catalog to publishers via software emulation and PSN downloads. Internally, PS3's firmware contains emulators for PS1, PS2, and even a handheld PSP, while Vita is capable of running PS1 and PSP titles virtually flawlessly using the same technology. In short, there's a proven code base that only get better for the vastly more powerful PS4. So they're saying that it is a possibility for the PS4 to open its doors to play PS1 and PS2 game emulated.
But why? Why wouldn't they? I don't get it. It's not like they're still making PS1 and PS2 games.
What do you mean?
Like, why from the beginning can't it just be backwards compatible with PS1 and PS2?
I don't know.
They make money that way. It's the whole same thing with the Nintendo, I forgot the hell you said. They're afraid to make money. You know, that whole speech we gave.
Yeah.
But, like, for PS4, they're not losing money because they don't make those games anymore. Oh, stupid companies.
They also go on to say our information suggests that the same internal emulator strategy is planned for PlayStation 4, and we understand that Sony is actively pursuing the ability for older titles to run without the blurry upscaling seen on PS3, suggesting that native HD resolutions are being targeted.
They're being targeted?
So as well as a great many of HD remasters on PS3, yada yada yada, so they're saying that PS1 and PS2 games, and PSP even possibly, will be able to run on PS4.
I guess.
Why, is that
for
a bad thing?
I don't know. It seems like so much exceptions, or so much twists and twats. Just to play a game that's like 10 years old.
I know, just make it work.
Just make it work. They're paying $700, $600 for a console. Make it work.
Yeah, I agree. If you could do it, don't hide it. Just fucking do it. You know people want it. That's the thing that boggles my mind. You know people want it.
It's not going to affect their sales unless they plan on re-releasing HD remakes for, you know, on discs.
Honestly, one of the reasons why I'm not getting a new console is because it's not backwards compatible.
But now the Sony might be, or will
might
be,
or
should
be. We'll
see
what happens. Nintendo released some new games on the eShop. This includes Wii U Retail. No, Wii Fit U, you can create routine, ridness, yeah, who cares. On the Virtual Console, they finally released Legend of Zelda Link to the Past for Nintendo Wii U Virtual Console.
So, does this play on the Wii U, like with the touchpad, or does it have to go through your Wii emulator just to play it?
This is actually on the Wii U.
Okay, that's good.
So here's a good thing. I own Legend of Zelda Link to the Past on the Wii from Club Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
I bought that purposely knowing that when the game does come out on the Wii U, all I have to do is pay a dollar to do that transfer for the work on the Wii U.
Alright.
So I did that today. So now I have Legend of Zelda A Link to the Past on my Wii U, motherfucker, and I can play on my gamepad.
Just for the dollar extra.
And I didn't pay shit for it except for a dollar. So I paid a dollar for a game that's normally $7.99.
Good savings.
Now, the thing that pisses me off is that this was released in Europe and fucking 2 months ago. And now, only now, is it released in North America. And you know what else pisses me off?
What?
No Super Mario Brothers 3 yet.
That's the one. People would buy it. That's the game.
Yes, and everyone wants it. Everyone. If you go on GameFAQs, people are like, where the fuck is Mario, motherfucker? Well, maybe not that. Yeah, that language. But if, say, you don't have a Wii U and you can't play Legend of Zelda, the 3DS came out with a classic game, though. Can you guess what that game is?
No, I can't guess. Are you going to tell me, or should I look?
Do you have it open?
I guess.
No.
All right, I'll look.
All right.
Lol, damn it!
Anyways, the game is Mario Brothers.
What the hell? Why aren't you... No. Did I even open it?
Mm-hmm.
Nintendo... There you go. Mario Brothers. $4.99.
Yeah.
Is that the tunnel green one,
yep,
by the board?
Sure is.
For $5?
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
So why on earth, like... The game doesn't stand up by today's standards. It doesn't. I get it.
Isn't that game come free with, like, Mario Galaxy or something like that?
It comes with Super Mario 3D World. Oh, no. Yes. No, wait. Yes.
So?
Yes. Super Mario 3D World. It comes with it.
So why would you want to pay $5 for it?
This is on your 3DS. Remember that.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Still, $5?
Yeah. I don't like Mario Brothers game. I don't. I'm sorry. It's boring.
It is boring.
It's incredible.
It's kind of fun when you and a friend.
But it's fun for like...
2 minutes.
Yeah, it's fun like, hey, the bus is going to be here in 5 minutes. What can we play?
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're not going to play it to get to the end. You're just going to... Like, Pac-Man is still fun.
Yeah.
Pac-Man is still a fun game. Frogger is still a fun game. Mario Brothers? I don't know.
No.
Not so much. And
Duck Hunt still stands.
Say what?
Duck Hunt.
Yeah.
Duck Hunt still stands, really?
I think so.
Yeah. I guess.
All right, then.
Shoot things. Can't go wrong.
Slim PS Vita to replace existing model transition to take days to weeks, they said.
How much slimmer can that thing get?
I don't know. It's already slim as it is. How about they just release the console slim and then just fucking forget it? The Slim Vita will dovetail in behind very quickly because there's very little stock of the Vita out there. Let's be honest. I see Vita everywhere.
They have too much stock.
So they're saying that it's going to replace all the Vitas. So from now on, if you're going to buy a Vita, you're only going to be able to buy this one.
For the same price or more?
It's going to be approximately 180 pounds. So that's about $700. It's going to have a thinner form factor. The original Vita's OLED screen will be replaced with an LED variant. Oh, that kind of sucks. The OLED is a really nice screen. And yeah. Battery life will be improved by 1 hour for a total of 6 hours playtime.
Whoa.
Spooky.
Whoa. Anyways,
not a lot of news. I'm sorry, people. Say you have a PS3.
Okay, I have a PS3.
Would you ditch your PS3 to get $100 for Xbox One?
No.
It seems like Microsoft is willing to do a lot of things in order to catch up with Sony in the next-gen console war, including a mail offer to ditch, quote-unquote, your PlayStation 3 by bringing it to the closest Microsoft store and getting $100 in return towards the purchase of an Xbox One unit.
I don't know. I wouldn't do it.
So here's the weird part. If you bring your PS3 to GameStop, they'll probably give you a little bit more than $100 credit.
They'll give you $105.
Yeah.
But still, like, if... You know, why?
That's so weird. The Xbox... Microsoft literally wants you to go there and chuck your thing at them. Isn't that just mind-boggling? Like, holy...
It's weird marketing. Like, sell your PS3 and we'll give you $100.
It's so strange. I mean, I understand if they're, like, bringing your old Xbox 360...
And we'll give you, you know, $100 credits.
I get that. That makes sense. Yeah. But bringing your PS3, you're like, what the fuck are you going to do with it?
They're going to build a mountain and burn it.
I can see them. I can see that happen. Like the Joker in The Dark Knight, and they just slide down it all happy. yeah, it's just so strange. But yeah,
they've lost their mind.
That's all for news. Hey, it's a slow week. What do you want?
For it to go faster?
Here's some deals of the week. And actually, they're not too bad.
Yeah, they aren't too bad, actually.
Xbox Deal of the Week includes an actual list of games. My
It's not Sega. It's not one game. It's not one game with DLC. It's actually a variety.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of games. So, Crimson Dragon is now 20-25% off. And it's an Xbox One game. Finally, an Xbox One game is on sale.
Yeah, I wonder if it's ever going to get to a point where the only games on sale is just Xbox One.
What do you mean?
Like, with our gold membership, how we're entitled to all these deals.
Yeah.
But let's say I never get an Xbox One, and I just have an Xbox 360. If the deals of the week are, it's going to get to one point where it's just Xbox One.
Oh, it probably will be.
But I have an Xbox 360.
I know, but they said they're going to keep supporting both consoles, so that's what they said.
But
remember what he said? For those who don't have a broadband connection, just get a 360.
Oh, yeah, 360.
A game called Final Exam is now $5 instead of $10.
Yeah, Contrast. Everyone wants to do their final exam again.
Oh, hey, look at this joke. Look at this nut. Huh. Anyways, Contrast is $7.50 instead of $15. Contrast was a decent game. It was 2 hours long, though.
But was it good 2 hours?
It was okay. It was alright.
Come on, Miranda.
It was okay. I don't know. Did I tell you my new impression I could do?
Which one? You may have.
You know The Office?
Yes.
You know Kevin?
Yes.
My name is Kevin Malone. How's that?
It's okay.
No.
A little, what's the word I'm looking for? Stupid, but not kidding. It's a little too, not deep, but too grainy.
My name is Kevin Malone. How about that?
It's possible that in reality, like in person.
And that's the bottom line! Because Stone Cold.
But since we have crappy equipment and,
I'm going to my impressions method. I can't stop.
Oh, come on, Luan.
Here we go again.
Oh, my. So Contrast is $8. Raw is war, what? Motherfucker.
What is it?
It's
$4.99
instead of $10. Blood Knights is $7.49 instead of $15. Phantom Breaker Battlegrounds is $5 instead of $10. Catherine is actually $10 instead of $30, and I fucking love Catherine.
Yeah, I was thinking of getting it.
It's a good game, especially if you like anime. It's a really, like, put it this way. I borrowed this game off my friend for PS3.
And you bought it for 360?
No, because I couldn't find it for Xbox at all.
Ah.
So I borrowed it for PS3. And this is back in the day when I didn't even play PS3 games. It was either Xbox or nothing. And I wanted to play it so badly because I liked the story. So I played it on a PS3. I enjoyed it so much, I want to play it again. The only thing stopping me from buying this version is because I know I won't have time to play it.
Yeah, but at least it'll be there.
I know. Even Catherine in GameSpot, because it's kind of hard to find now. GameStop, it's used for $30 still.
Why is this game so hard to find all of
a sudden? Not high in demand. I would say for you especially, get it. You'll like it. You'll love it.
Is there any fappable material to it?
Yes, there is.
Nice.
It's a really good game. The story is actually really good. The game itself is weird, but the story is really worth the $10.
Maybe I'll get it. I have $50 to spend.
Honestly, I would recommend you getting it. Look at a couple like clips and stuff. Online on YouTube.
Alright.
It's worth it, I'd say. I think you would like it. I think you'd really like it. It's funny too, but it's anime. It's really well drawn anime.
Now, tell me again if I'll like it.
You'll love it.
Alright. Maybe I'll get it. It's only $10, not bad, yeah.
Moondiver is $7.49 instead of $14.99. And that's not even all. That's not all. No.
That's not all, folks.
EA is having a publisher sales. They don't give me a price, so I'm just going to tell you what they are. Need for Speed Rivals is 50% off. FIFA 14 is 50% off. NHL 14 is 50% off. Crisis 3 is 63% off. Mass Effect 3 Citadel, all the DLC is 50% off. Mass Effect Genesis 2 is 50% off. Battlefield 1943 is 50% off. Skate, 50% off. Skate Shank 2, 75% off. So the game's $2 right now, which again, buy it because it's $2. Dead Space, 50% off. Crysis, 50% off. Mirror's Edge, 50%, 67% off. And Kingdoms of Amalur, 50% off. The add-ons are 50% off. And Alice Madness Returns is 63% off. Now, here's the thing with this game. You ready?
Wow.
Here's what I'm they ready. Don't tell you. Alice Madness Returns was a game I wanted to buy for a long time because I liked the concept behind it. I think it's like $10 right now.
Okay.
I always wanted to buy it because A, I like platformers, and B, it's just a cool idea of a game. Alice in Wonderland all fucked up, right?
Alright.
But I never wanted to buy a digital copy because the retail copy would come with Alice, or whatever the first one was called. American McGee's Alice, I think it's just called.
Did you know that I got that game instead of Duke Nukem?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That's all the way back. And now I'm actually debating if I should have just kept that instead of Duke Nukem.
Yeah, you probably should have. But here's the thing. So Alice Madden Returns is 63% off. It's $10, right?
All right.
It also comes as a free download with the original title, the first one. So you're actually getting two games for $10.
That sounds good to
but
me.
But they don't advertise that. So when I was on Xbox...
they don't want it to sell.
Exactly. So when I saw that on Xbox Live, I downloaded the free game, thinking I could sort of trick the system.
All right.
But when it actually says free, and I downloaded it, and it said download complete, but when I tried opening it, it says please open the software that this is part of, because it's looking at it as an add-on, as opposed to a separate game. So that's why I was like, you get two games for $10, and I bought it.
Well, nothing wrong with that. No shame.
Well, no,
it looks good.
Dude, I still have Outland to play on the Xbox 360. I still have Deadlight, that zombie game.
I think it is.
Torchlight or something? No, not the Torchlight. Deadlight? Whatever, it's a zombie game that's always on sale. I bought that.
Dead?
Sorry?
Torch Dead?
No, Dead. Torch, I think it's
light,
Deadlight.
Light Dead.
I forget. Anyway, I bought that, and I also have Dishonored. Like, I have so many, and The Cave. I have so many games to play. It got to the point when I was going through all the games, I had to click on them to see if it said buy or if it was a demo. And they all said play. Like, they all said,
would you like to play now?
Yeah. I was like, shit, I have a lot of games. But yeah, I also bought Atlas Madness Return because it's two games in one, and I'm probably never going to play. It's becoming like my Steam library. Well, Steam I don't play, but now I get what people say about their Steam libraries.
It just keeps adding on because it's such a good deal, but you never come around to playing it.
Nintendo is actually having a pretty decent sale. It's a Super Indie Connection sale, it's called. If you bought any of these indie games, including Spin the Bottle, Bit Trip Presents Runner 2, which is a Bit Trip sequel, Gianna Sisters, Twisted Dreams, which is a funny story behind that game, Toki Tori 2 Plus, or Mighty Switch Force Hyper Drive Edition, if you bought any of those games or will buy any of those games, you get another game 60% off.
What game?
Any of the games I just mentioned.
For 6% off.
Yeah, so you buy one and you get the other one 60% off. But if you already own one, you already get the other one 60% off.
Nice.
So I was thinking, holy fuck, I have Mighty Switch Force. Right on. Nope, only available on the Wii U. I have Mighty Switch Force on 3DS. Sucks. But, here's something that they don't tell you as well. Four swords, for free, 4 days only. Legend of Zelda on the 3DS.
Why don't they advertise that? Where'd you get that information from? Where's your source? Who are you?
Are you on the Nintendo site?
Yes.
Scroll down.
I don't know, but still.
Anyway, so yeah, Legend of Zelda, Link Between... Legend of Zelda Four Swords Anniversary Edition is for free for 4 days only. So I already have this game because I got it for free. Last time it was free. So I was like, oh, still cool. So I put that on the site. See, Rui? Do you feel bad about that? Now everyone gets the game. Do you no longer feel special?
No. I don't feel special.
Yeah, so the game is free. If you have a 3DS, get it because it's a Zelda game. It's a little weird because it's supposed to be like playing with four people. Mm-hmm. But it's free, so you can't really complain.
Yeah, but you could play. Wait, there's online, right? Yeah.
No, there's not online. What? This is a Game Boy Advance game.
Yeah, I know, but what are you gonna do? Hook up with like
four friends around you.
Just like that? Is that how it works?
Yeah. Have you never
played? What kind of sorcery is this?
Never played a DS game on locally or online or locally?
No, I have no friends. I don't even have a DS.
It's kind of cool. If say you have a DS and I have you have a 3DS and I have a 3DS, okay. And you want to play Mario Kart with me, but you don't have Mario Kart. You can just download the game, and we can play together.
For free?
For free. But you can only play it when I'm around.
Don't you ever leave. Don't you dare close your
eyes. I was going to say that, but I forgot how it went. PS Store update. So let's see what games are coming out. On the Vita, Battlestar, whatever. PS2 classics include a game called Mark Davis Pro Bass Challenge. Bass, wow. Mark Davis's Pro Bass Challenge for PS2, $10. PS1 classic includes a game called Cyber Sled, and the Fireman 2 Pete and Danny, which is that import game with that retro thing that they're doing that we announced 2 weeks ago. And the PlayStation Plus collection, if you're a PlayStation Plus member, you get the game Smart As for free.
Well, Smart As.
Yeah, the socially connected brain game. It's okay.
I don't mind those, like, brain games.
But they're having a Square Enix sale on it if you're a... Final Fantasy IX, PlayStation Classic, original price $10, sale price $5.99. If you're a PlayStation Plus member, my god, it's $5.39. Final Fantasy Origins, which I absolutely love, is $10, sale price $5.99, PS Plus member, $5.39. Final Fantasy X-2 is $20, sale price is $10, and PlayStation Plus price $8.99. Don't get X2 because they're going to come up with X1 and X2 HD edition, so wait for that. Who cares about Final Fantasy XIV? Cares about Dissidia. Final Fantasy 3 is originally 20, sale price 10, PlayStation Plus 9. So it sounds like if you have a PlayStation Plus, sucks because it's only a buck difference. Do you feel different now, Rui? Is that like minimum wage?
No.
So if you're a PlayStation Plus member, but you only save 40 cents as if you were just a regular person.
Still.
Other discounts include Curve, who cares? Price changes include a bunch of other games and a whole bunch of other sales I don't feel like reading through. Assassin's Creed is 10 bucks instead of 20.
At least there's sales.
Yeah, there's a lot of sales. Even though Xbox had a decent amount of sales, they still didn't beat that. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa! PlayStation Plus isn't done yet. Flash
what?
Sale. PlayStation is having
a... Did they always have flash sale, or is that just something they decided to do?
Something they decided to do. So Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag is $41.99 instead of $60. Remember, you do not have to be a member. Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag Gold Edition is $55.99 instead of $80. Gran Turismo 6 is $41.99 instead of $60. Madden NFL 25 is $41.99 instead of $60. So these are new games. Mm-hmm. Injustice is $35 instead of $50. Killzone Shadowfall for PS4 is $41 instead of $60. A PS4 title. Knack is $41 instead of $60. Contrast, $7.49 instead of $15. FIFA, $13. Who cares? Yeah, a lot of sales.
That is a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot. And that's it. That's it for news.
News!
Up next, we're going to be talking about Nintendo's little thing. I wrote an article about how I don't want Nintendo to fail. And then I wrote another one saying how I hope Nintendo doesn't fail. So, wait, I just said the same thing twice.
Yeah.
Wait.
One, you don't want them to fail.
One, I don't want them to fail. And the second one...
You kind of hope they do?
No, and then I hope they do. No, the first one I was talking about, we'll talk about it in our next segment.
Alright, I'm confused.
What the fuck was that? What was that? Was that the robot from Rocky IV? Oh, it was? That was random. Okay, let's do a Paranet podcast. What the fuck is happening?
Jungle Boogie.
Oh, yeah.
Jungle Boogie. What'd you say?
I don't know. Get down.
That always reminds me of that Metal Gear Solid video.
Yeah. That was funny.
And we're back. So now we are now in Nintendo.
Segment 3.
So it's weird because last time we spoke about PlayStation Now, and now we're talking about Nintendo Now.
That was called Nintendo?
No, I called it Nintendo.
Or Nintendo.
Nintendo Doom. Doom! Da, da, da. So here's what happened. I heard something in my hallway and I thought it was my cat. Then I remember I don't have a cat. Now I'm scared.
And you know what that just reminded me? When I was working at the building up in Barrie?
Yeah. I'm scared. I'm by myself.
No. I was working in the hallways.
Cover the ears.
On the 14th floor, but realistically it's the 13th because for some reason they don't believe on it. The power went out, like the generator failed, or the power just went out. It was pitch black in the whole entire hallway, and I go reach for my, like, you couldn't see anything, period, all black. I go for my lights, my little flashlight, and the first thing that comes to my mind is, as soon as I turn this light on, there's going to be a little girl right in front of me. So I didn't turn it on, and then the power came on, but I almost, it's eerie, man.
I heard what you said, my ears are covered, so I'll listen to you later.
You listen to it in the middle of the night.
So Nintendo isn't doing so hot.
Why not?
So they actually had to get the point that pretty much every manager and everyone higher up in Nintendo had to take a decrease.
Why?
Nintendo shares
minimum wage.
Nintendo shares fell as much as 18% in Tokyo on Monday before regaining some of the loss to close down 6.2%.
Ah, coincidence that minimum wage went up. Look at that.
So Monday's share declines the company's biggest since September and wipes $1.2 billion off its market value.
Jeez.
To which Satoru Iwata, which is the president of Nintendo, said, "We cannot continue a business without winning. We must take a skeptical approach whether we can still imply make game players, often offer them in the same way as a past whatever, and sell titles for a couple of thousand yen each." People wanted him to resign. People are telling Nintendo to make games on iPhone. People want Nintendo as a company to go down.
Why?
That's exactly
Nintendo what is gaming.
Yeah.
They went through so much from the beginning till now. Like, come on, man.
And that's exactly what my article called Nintendo Doom is about. Where I'm like, whoa, hold on, gamers. Sit back down. You guys want Nintendo to fail?
It's like, it's all these new kids, these new generation that didn't grow up with Nintendo.
So
they need to understand, without Nintendo, gaming wouldn't be taken serious.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly what I said in the article. What people want is for, they don't want Nintendo games anymore. They like Nintendo games, they don't like the consoles.
Okay.
Because Nintendo consoles are next gen and stuff
so
like
what,
that.
So what, are they saying maybe they should sell their licensing to Xbox and Microsoft and Sony and allow them to make it?
That's right.
But then they'll just butcher it.
Yep. No, Nintendo will still be making the games. It'll just be available on your Xbox.
On those consoles?
Yeah.
But then you just bought a Wii U.
Well, no, but that's not what's going to happen.
I know.
But I'm just saying.
So I don't know how I feel about that. It's like, then it's no longer Nintendo. It's Nintendo games.
So, my argument was, first off, when did Nintendo become the bad guys? Like, Nintendo was always the good guys. Like, Xbox
they
One and PlayStation 4 are the bad guys.
Games that are creative. What games should be.
Yeah, they're
but
fun.
Apparently they're doing things wrong.
Yeah. And it's not like every Nintendo game that came out was bad. Super Mario 3D World, Pikmin 3, New Super Mario Bros., Legend of Zelda, Link Between Worlds, all great games. They're all fantastic games. They're all like 10s and 9s. So what's the problem? Why don't people want Nintendo? Why is Nintendo failing, is what I'm asking.
Because it's for kids.
But is that it, though?
Maybe.
Because people want, like, what people want is Mario to be on the other consoles and on iPhone games as well. But, first off, Mario won't work well on an iPhone because, like, Sonic will because all you have to do is press right and he runs, right?
Yeah.
For Mario, to make him run, you gotta press B and then press right. You can do that on an iPhone because it's multi-touch. The thing is, you can't press A after because there's no button. There's no physical button. It's all virtual. So that's not gonna work.
So the game will register as a giant thumb.
Yeah, and I tried playing Mario games on my iPhone because you could get an emulator called GBA4iOS. You actually don't have to jailbreak your phone because I don't jailbreak my phone because I buy all my games off the App Store because I'm a fool. I bought Tomb Raider and never played it. I saw the opening cutscene and I said, I'll play you later, and never did again.
Never again.
So, but yeah, I can't play those games on my iPhone because it involves too many buttons. So it's like, well, that's out of the question. And you want Mario to be made for other consoles. Now, the problem with that is, Sega did that.
Now, where's Sega?
Yeah, well, Sega broke down. Like, their console collapsed. And now you can buy fucking Sonic games everywhere. Everywhere to the point that's sickening. How many times do I have to buy Sonic titles?
All the time.
And yeah, you remember how you said it's too kiddy?
Yeah.
Sega thought the same thing about Sonic. Do you remember Shadow?
The black one?
Yeah.
What about him?
Shadow's a darker, gorier version of Sonic. He's like the adult version of Sonic. That's what people want? A darker, grittier version of Mario?
Whereas it has hard struggles. He'll grow up to be like freaking Solid Snake.
So that's the thing I don't get. It can be because it's too kiddy, because the games are fine.
But you don't understand it. Yeah, it can't be too kiddy, because then they spend hours playing Angry Birds. How much kiddier can that get?
So, is it the gamepad?
No, it's like an iPad. It's like a touchpad.
Because the gamepad, to me, is the most innovative thing of these new consoles.
Can you watch porn on it?
Oh, then again, it connects pretty. Oh, yeah, you can.
Nice.
I mean, mind you, the Kinect is innovative, but we have seen that before on this one. This is
new to Nintendo.
This is just a better version. Just like how the Wii Remote was really innovative at the time. And when PlayStation Move came out, it was like,
everything went all freaking wireless.
Yeah.
Nintendo did it.
So, the gamepad is the most, like, honestly innovative thing I've ever seen. Not because, like, you use it a lot. You do use it a lot, but not because it's, like, it utilizes the games very well. It's because it's just so cool to be able to lie back and play the game on your gamepad. That's the only thing I like about it. So it's not that. Is it the price? Because they had a price cut, so it's the cheapest console out there right now. So it's not that. So what the fuck is it?
I don't know. Haters.
Like, Xbox One came out, and there was
you know why? Because our parents like it.
So here's the thing.
Whatever adults like, kids don't like.
Dead Rising 3 came out with the enormous 13 gig patch.
Jesus, that's bigger than the game itself.
13 gig patch download for the Xbox One. So these games are not ready. Games for Nintendo are always ready. They're all packed and ready to go.
Yeah, but it takes a while for them to come up with another Mario game.
That's true, but the Wii U is backwards compatible where Xbox and PS4 aren't.
So it looks like they're going in the right direction with everything, but yet that's not good enough for people.
So I was just more surprised that people want Nintendo to crash. There's already rumors of a new Nintendo console called Nintendo Fusion.
The hell is it? What the hell would it be?
So what they're saying here is it's going to be a mix between. It's going to replace the 3DS and the console.
So, but is it handheld?
Yes. So, say you're playing the game. So, say the gamepad is a little bit smaller, like the size of a 3DS.
Okay.
You can take that gamepad with you wherever you go.
All right.
And continue playing the game.
So, but do you need a home console, or is that the console itself?
Well, that's a rumor, right? Rumors Nintendo their next-gen system have recently surfaced. Along with them comes a report of supposed specifications for both the next Nintendo handheld and home console. But one thing we don't know for sure is the details, plans, specification of these next-generation consoles. Before going any further, though, let me disclaimer. Take all of this with a huge grain of salt. I'm not going to lie and make it out, even though this person did exactly that. The information you're about to see comes from an anonymous origin, and an acquaintance of mine brought this to my attention. I'm just being honest with you. Yep, it's one of those situations. The whole thing was made up. Anyways, it went all over the websites. Before I go into detail the software and OS features I overheard, I would like to upgrade recap on the specs of both machines. The codename is now Fusion, and many, the R&D, want to keep the name for the main console release. The handle unit is called the Fusion DS, while the home unit is called Fusion Terminal.
So they give you a terminal and a Fusion DS.
Yeah.
So you could play at home and then carry it with you.
That's the idea.
Isn't that what the Wii U is? How far is the range on that thing?
It's pretty damn far. I can play it in the kitchen.
Yeah, so how much further do you want to go?
So that's what the people are saying. There's rumors about it, right?
Yeah.
So, we know that companies do work on their next console as their consoles already just got released, because they're always moving for the next one. Because a console doesn't take a year to make. It takes like 6 years, right?
Yeah, it takes
a while. It's not the Fusion. I can tell you right now. If Nintendo were to release a console right now to replace the Wii U, I would quit video games forever.
What, if they came up with another console?
Like tomorrow. Like they're announcing the Fusion next week to replace the Wii U.
When's E3? Isn't it coming up?
Yeah, it's coming out in the summer.
Why should they advertise it then?
No, I don't think so, because that would be insane. They would shoot themselves in the foot. Like,
what?
Are you nuts? Imagine all those people who bought a Wii U and now they're no longer supporting it after a year.
Yeah, but think of it this way. After a while, like, just because they announced it doesn't mean it's coming out tomorrow. It's just an announcement. It could come out in 2-3 years.
No, that's insane if they do that. You have to wait at least 5 years.
Is it just your rule of thumb?
No, that's... Would you buy a Wii U knowing that there's going to be a better one in 2 years?
No, I wouldn't even buy
it. No one else would either. That'd be insane for them to do.
Well, but if it does come out, I probably would get it.
Yeah, me too, but still. So, Nintendo has been shooting themselves in the foot a lot. And it seems like only recently did they finally come out and give some good news. So, Nintendo Fusion, all that stuff isn't happening, but they came out with a third quarter financial results briefing.
What?
So, they were pretty much talking to their shareholders and saying changes they're going to make things better. So, I come on to say here that they're going to be pushing the Wii U, which means that Mario Kart 8 will be getting a global release in May. So, we now know an official date for Mario Kart 8 to be released.
Of this year.
Yeah, of this year. We didn't know when it was going to come out. That also means that even though Nintendo doesn't have any plans to port titles to smartphones, they will be using smartphones to advertise. So, you might... What I'm hoping for is a Miiverse app.
That'd be kind of cool.
What I'm hoping for is a way to purchase eShop games from my phone if I'm at work.
So when you get home, it's already there?
What I'm hoping... I don't know if this means they're going to put Nintendo Direct app so you can watch videos and shit about like Nintendo and stuff. I think that's a good idea. I don't think a good idea is going to be to release a game like Super Mario 3D World demo on an iPhone, which is what people want, because that would be a horrible example of how that game works because the controls are awful.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that's not happening. They're also planning to expand Nintendo's characters licensing. So, including, like, you know how Legend of Zelda is going to be in that Hyrule game?
Yeah.
Or Link, I should say. That's sort of what they want to do. They're allowing other companies to
fiddle around with their characters.
But only on their platforms, obviously.
Yeah.
They're going to have Xbox and Halo and Mario. But you couldn't have, like, you know, Sonic and Mario the way they are, because Sega allowed third parties to use Sonic. So that's what they're kind of doing. If you're playing Mad World, don't be surprised if you see Mario show up kind of thing. Sort of like how you see Mario in Metal Gear Solid Twin Snakes.
Oh, like a little...
like a statue? Yeah. So sort of like that. They're allowing them to use a third party to use the Mario character. They also plan to release, they want to focus on quality of life, which means, of course, like brain draining and Wii Fit and all that bullshit. This thing actually surprised me a lot. They're planning to release Nintendo DS titles over on the virtual console.
Nintendo DS on the virtual console?
Yeah.
So, does that make the DS useless?
Nah, not for the DS, for the Wii U.
Why?
Why what?
Why would it be useless on the Wii U?
No, I'm saying they're releasing it on the Wii U. Wow, you killed that segue. They're releasing the DS games on the Wii U virtual console, not the 3DS virtual console.
Ta-da! I'm so confused.
What's...
So the 3DS games are going to be accessible on the Wii U.
No, the DS games are going to be accessible on the
Wii U. The DS games are going to be accessible.
Okay. Not the 3DS, the DS.
All right, I don't know why I kept saying 3DS.
You never did say 3DS. You kept saying DS, but you kept thinking of 3DS.
How do you know what I was thinking?
You said it. I didn't say it.
You just said I didn't say it.
You said
did I say it?
You said DS, not 3DS. You were thinking 3DS. That's why you were confused.
So is it the 3DS or DS?
It's DS. You were thinking 3DS, because when you asked, would that mean the DS is useless, you were thinking of the 3DS the whole time. But you said DS.
Get out of my head!
And now you're thinking, get out of my head!
Oh my god, how'd you do that?
So, again, to reiterate, DS games will be available on the Wii U virtual console, not 3DS virtual console. How do you feel about that?
Don't really care because I don't own any of that.
Okay, say you had a Wii U virtual. I have a Wii U.
I'm excited.
Okay, would you be happy to know that they're releasing games for the DS on the Wii U now?
Yes.
Okay. Fuck, why was that so hard?
I don't know. I was thinking 3DS.
No, so DS games. Now, are you asking me, Kevin, get out of my head! But you're also asking me, how come the 3DS isn't getting any DS games?
Because it isn't... Wait, didn't they... merge the two eShops or no?
They merged the two accounts. So whatever you have, if you have 10 bucks on both, then they're both on both.
Okay, but they didn't actually merge, like if you bought on 3DS, you don't have... Okay. Is that why? Yeah, why, Kevin? Why isn't the 3DS, you know, accessible on the eShop on the Wii U, Kevin?
That's a question. The question is, how come the Wii U is getting the DS downloadable games?
Oh yeah, how come the 3DS ain't getting DS downloadables on their... DS site stuff.
Right? That's bullshit, right? Because the 3DS should be able to play DS games. Right?
Right.
But the 3DS is backwards compatible with DS games. Oh, okay. Man.
I was about to say, can't you just, like, you know, put the games in?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
You're not confusing both titles again, are you?
I don't know. Why are you yelling at me?
Because I'm stacking them up and you're knocking them down, really. I have a whole setup for, like, in your face, but you're like, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me think about this for 20 minutes. So.
They can. The 3DS is backwards compatible with DS. So technically, right. They could play the games.
Yes.
So why are you upset?
I'm not upset. I never said I was upset. I'm saying that's awesome. Upset.
That's good.
Yes. So people online are freaking out because they're like, how come the Wii U gets DS access but not the 3DS? And I get it. I get it. Okay. How come, say, you want to play Super Mario, I don't know, 64 for the DS? You can only buy it on the Wii U, but you can't buy it on the 3DS. That makes sense.
Yeah, okay.
But the difference is you can actually go out there and buy a game. But at the same time, I get it. Like, you should be able to do it for both.
All right.
You should be able to buy the DS games digitally for both consoles.
Well, Nintendo's stupid, I guess.
Yeah, that's sort of it. But I like the idea that they're focusing on the Wii U because you can play these games on a gamepad. So it's like a giant DS.
Is that a good thing? Do you want a giant DS?
Well, that's the thing. The example they showed, it showed both screens on a gamepad. So it's like in the middle.
Yeah, I guess that. Well, I wonder, I guess you can't play sideways. Like vertical, you know what I mean? Instead of horizontal.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean.
Because vertical, like, it would make more sense. Vertical because the screen's wider.
But that's the thing. I don't know what that means, right? So... like, I don't know if it's going to be using your TV, if it's going to both use on your gamepad. I have no idea.
Is it going to have a ghetto giant 3DS on your TV? Kind of like when you would hook up the Game Boy games onto your Super Game Boy on the SNES.
Like that.
Yeah, I did like that, but it just looked like a giant Game Boy on your TV.
Yeah, it looked pretty cool. So they're obviously focusing more on this stuff, like on the gamepad, because they realize that the gamepad... Nintendo realized that their marketing is horrible. They've pretty much said... we fucked up with the marketing.
I don't know what marketing they even have. I don't know anything about Nintendo.
People don't know that the Wii U is different than the Wii. Every commercial shows like people playing New Super Mario Brothers, and this is
and all this is Nintendo.
not only that, it shows people playing New Super Mario Brothers. Now, to you and me, we know that's a new Super Mario Brothers, new Super Mario Brothers, yes. Right? To people watching at home who don't really know games, to them, that's the game they already have. The only difference is because it still shows the family playing with the Wii remotes. They don't show the console. The only difference is there's one fool there with a gamepad. And all that fool is doing is touching the screen, making blocks appear. So people think that's an accessory, which makes sense.
Why would they do it like that?
Sorry?
Instead of the Wii U, I guess for better hardware, but it's like, I think it would have been smarter if they just added the touchpad as an accessory.
Or make it separate.
Oh, you wouldn't mean from the console itself? Buy the console.
Like,
with
this is a Wii HD. That's good enough. This gamepad is what's throwing people off. People don't like the size. People don't like the battery life. People don't like the fact that it's all the games that utilize both are gimmicky.
It has a bad battery life, doesn't it?
Yeah, it has like 3-hour battery life.
That's bad.
So, yeah, it's like, but Nintendo realized that. They're like, yeah, the name, we fucked up on the name. People don't know that the gamepad isn't the system. The system is the system. People think that the gamepad is an accessory to the system. So they're going to focus on more things like that. That's why they're doing the DS games on the gamepad to show what the gamepad can do. They also have a thing called NFC, which is near field communication, which if you know how Skylanders, you put that portal thing?
That thing on top of it and it appears in your game?
Yeah, the Wii U could do that. The gamepad could do that. I had no idea.
No.
The only game that could do that is Pokemon Rumble U. You put a little Pikachu on there and he'll appear in the game.
Really?
I had no idea. It says here, in addition, the gamepad is the only video game platform with an NFC, the Near Field Communication Reader-Writer function. Pokemon Rumble U has already taken advantage of this function, but aside from this title, Wii U has failed to make full potential of the function so far.
Despite
it being a built-in feature. It's like, I didn't know that. I've had this fucking thing for almost a year, and I had no idea that my Wii U could do that.
But no one talks about it online.
That's the thing. Even I had no idea, and I have the damn thing.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's different if you didn't know a week later, and then you go on, like, an N4G website, and they talk about it. But even when they're talking about the specs of the console, no one mentions it.
Yeah. Another thing here I like is also, one of the major benefits of the gamepad is that we can easily play video games without using the TV, and this has been well received. Thank you. Unfortunately, however, after starting up Wii U, there is a wait of over 20 seconds before we can select a video game title, and hence, it's not an ideal situation for users now. That is true. When I turn on my Wii U, I'll literally go grab a cup of water or something so it can finally start up.
It takes that long?
It takes a long time.
Like, 20 seconds isn't too bad, but
no, it's not. But the Xbox also does that, depending on how shitty your connection is. Loads and loads looking for it. But the Wii U just takes, like, I know 20 seconds doesn't sound like a long time, but when you wait that long, and then you select your game, and that itself takes another minute for the game to load or install or do whatever the fuck it's doing, it takes a while. So what I'll normally do is I'll grab the gamepad, turn it on, you know, make myself comfortable, then the game finally load, I'll select my game, and go grab a cup of water. Or a drink or something, or go piss or jerk off or something. So, to solve this problem...
That still gives you like 19 seconds left.
I know. To solve this problem, a quick start menu for the gamepad will become a reality after a future system update planned for early summer. The new function is currently under development, although we cannot show a demo with a real machine. Whatever, they made a video showing how it works. And on top of that, the Nintendo DS games on top, being released on the Wii U. So that's what
they're improving.
Yeah, so that's what they're doing to improve the system.
But people don't want it. They wanted the burn.
And apparently, according to the script, there's also plans to transform customer relationship management from device-based to account-based.
Repeat that again?
So, on top of that, they're planning to transform customer relationship management from device-based to account-based.
What the hell does that mean? Like, support?
What I'm thinking that means is that instead of buying, whenever you buy a game, it's stuck to your device.
Okay.
It's going to be account-based.
Something they should have done long ago.
I don't know if that's what it means. I think that's what they mean by it.
It is. That's a big improvement.
Here's my pickle. I have a 3DS, right?
Yes.
My battery life's slowly been dying. I find that, because it's always in sleep mode when I walk around, I find that by the time I go off work after 8 hours, it's already has like 2.5 bars left, right?
Well, take it off sleep mode.
Well, yeah, that's what I do now. But before, because when I used to work at Best Buy, I'd keep it on me because, you know, there's a lot of gamers walking around. I want to collect all the street passes, right? All
right.
So, but now I work in Mississauga, there's no gamers around me. So that, you know, now I turn it off. But I was thinking, okay, well, I bought a replacement plan from Best Buy, so I could go there, technically, exchange my 3DS for a 3DS XL.
Okay.
Now here's the pickle. What do I do with the games that I downloaded?
Well, screw you.
Right?
Right.
So I know you can transfer them over to a new console, but the thing is you need internet for that. And Best Buy doesn't have internet.
Oh,
I can't exactly buy the console, bring it home, do the transfer, and then bring it back.
Maybe you could. No, but I doubt it.
No. So I'm like, man, if this was account-based, this would not be an issue. I would just delete all the games, buy a new 3DS XL, log into my account, and re-download everything. By the way, I have 40 games on my 3DS. I bought a new memory card for it.
Holy smokes.
I know. So that was all of the... all of the rumors and new things that Nintendo said. It sounds like they're going the right way now.
But who knows?
They want to really take advantage of the gamepad. They want to promote the gamepad and show what it actually is capable of. They have to improve and show that the gamepad is different. And it's not just the gamepad. It's the whole system is new. You have to stop ignoring when we tell you what we're saying. Horrible. It only took this long before they finally integrated Nintendo ID.
But at least they did it.
They did it, but it took fucking so long.
Could have been longer.
And they have to just do a better job marketing. It's honestly the marketing fault. Like,
I don't understand how it could be that bad. Like, don't people overlook this?
But you know games, right? My mom will know the difference between a Wii U and a Wii. They're both Nintendo to her.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And that's who they want to focus on.
Your mom?
Yes, they want to focus on my mom. Yes, that's that. That's what the new thing is. I never wanted Nintendo. I think Nintendo's an amazing developer.
You know what? I think Nintendo should just retire. You know what I mean? Not now, but I don't want them to go down that path where they're whoring themselves out.
Sega.
Yeah, just to be still around. I'd rather them be like, we had a good life, a nice big retirement party for Nintendo. Big farewell, a nice dedicated show on Spike for Nintendo.
See, the thing is, though, Sega, what they did was, and here's the Sega Genesis, yay! And here's the Sega Saturn, oh god, we have no games. Here's the Sega Dreamcast, forget about the Saturn, oh god.
Sell the stock,
then we're crashing and burning. Okay, guys, we crashed. Now let's everyone pick up your Sonics and throw them everywhere, let's sell that. That's what Sega did. I don't want Nintendo to do that. Sega... I love Sega. I love them with a passion. I was so sad when I found out that they were no longer making consoles. But fuck, if I buy Sonic the Hedgehog one more goddamn time, it's no longer special. anytime we have a new Mario game, we're still excited.
Oh, yeah. It's
and another thing.
New.
Gamers who, for some reason, want Nintendo to fail, I have to clear this up. Because I always see people writing like, why do they still call New Super Mario Bros. New? The game clearly isn't new anymore. That's the name of that Mario series, man.
Yeah, because it's not called Super Mario Brothers. That game,
that series, like,
is called New Super Mario Brothers.
So there's Super Mario Brothers 1, 2, and 3, and then there's Super Mario World 1 and 2. Technically, Yoshi's Island is the sequel to Super Mario World. That's just in the box. And there's Super Mario Galaxy 1, 2, there's Super Mario 3D World, 3D Land, and there's New Super Mario Brothers 1, 2,
which is a new thing.
It's that's the name of the series. It's New Super Mario Brothers. It's not saying that this Super Mario Brothers game is new.
It's a new game. It's just
that's the name of it. New Super Mario Brothers is the name of that series.
So if they make 6 more of those, they're going to also be called New Super Mario Brothers.
Yes, exactly. So, and having a game on my shelf that says new doesn't mean it's still new. That's just the name of the series. It's a stupid name, yes. At the time, it was cool, but, they went along with it. So anyways, what I'm saying is that gamers, you really want Nintendo to crash and burn. You guys want this. This is
and
what
then once, you know what's going to happen? When it does, they're going to start wanting it back. Oh, I kind of wish they'd bring Nintendo back.
Only after the Dreamcast failed does everyone say, oh, it's the
best
console.
One of the greatest systems ever. Yeah.
So now, where the fuck were you when it was out? Of course it's the best console, because you want it.
And you can't get it now.
Yeah, you can't get it now. And the Wii U is a good console. It really is. I mean, I'm sure I'm going to say the same thing about Xbox One and PS4 when I do have it. And the Wii U, I honestly didn't want it. The only reason why I wanted
it was because... Yeah, but we're not saying that the Xbox One or PS4 is not a good console.
That's what, yeah.
We just, at the moment, A, can't afford it, or B, are in a rush to get it. Right?
That wouldn't change my opinion on the Wii U. The Wii U itself is still a good console. It's still HD. It still utilizes the gamepad well. The games on there are pretty good. And I like the virtual console because you get to play all these games again. It's a good console. It's a good console.
They're going to...
It's a good console.
Once it does go, they're going to realize, you know, now that everyone buys the generic games, the Call of Duties, the Battlefields, you know, the typical cookie-cutter games, they're going to be like, man, we wish Nintendo was around to make its innovative, creative games.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I hope it kind of does fail, just so people can realize what a great thing they lost.
And yeah, I mean, I'm just surprised that people are like, oh, good, serves them right. They deserve to, like, perish. It's like, really? Really? This is what you people want. You people make me sick. Nintendo was there from the beginning, man.
Nintendo was the grand, like, the grandparent. You know what I mean? It's like, Nintendo is gaming.
Yeah.
Period.
After the video game crash, you know who came up out of those ashes? Nintendo.
Nintendo.
You know where you are now because of gaming? Nintendo. And if it wasn't for Nintendo, we wouldn't have PlayStation
Nintendo.
Or Nintendo. Like, it's like, you guys, this is your best friend. It's going through a tough time right now. You're supposed to be, you know.
Yeah, exactly. It's going through a little depression. Exactly. Nintendo was the light. It showed, you know what? As much as shit went to hell, there's still a future for gaming.
Yeah.
Let's stand together. Unite, gamers. But now, they're like, you should burn in hell, motherfucker.
I'm just so surprised how everyone, instead of everyone going, no, Nintendo, don't go, everyone's going, good. I hope that they release their games on the iPhone. That'd be so smart for them to release their games on the iPhone. It's like, no, that's a horrible idea if they release their games on the iPhone. It'll take away everything. People don't even like playing iPhone games because they're not real games, even though they are. So if Nintendo makes games for iPhone, imagine Mario fucking Angry Birds version of Mario. You're tossing Yoshi eggs towards Bowser. That's actually
I don't want to think about it. Yeah, I know, and we'd probably still get it. But
yeah, probably, but
I wouldn't want that.
Like, I love Sonic. I love Sonic with a passion, but that Sonic Dash game, which is pretty much that Temple Run game, I don't like it. It's just a Sonic skin on a Temple Run game. I hate that fucking game.
There is actually a game like that where it's like Temple Run, but it's just Sonic?
Yeah.
It's kind of stupid.
Maybe the part I don't like is that there's advertising, because it's a free game, so there's video advertising you actually have to watch in between, but still, you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying.
I hear you.
But anyway, so that was our podcast for this week. Sorry if I was on a little bit of a rant, but it hurts, man. Nintendo's our man, you know, our guy.
We don't want to see it go.
Exactly. Exactly.
We want to see it go on its own terms.
Yeah, I want Nintendo to be like, you know what? I'm done with
it. It's time. You know
drops
what?
The mic and goes, you know what? Fuck you, Xbox. Fuck you, PlayStation. Will you guys produce Mario? And they'll be like, sure. Why not? Why not? Sure. Okay.
I want them to go with a big bang.
I think Nintendo's doing the right thing by listening to their fans now. Like I said, like, fine, you know, people voted with their wallets, no one bought a Wii U, and Nintendo's desperate. But, okay, they heard you. Start buying Nintendo games before they go under. You're making me very, very nervous.
Because you think it's a possibility?
Well, the 3DS is keeping them afloat, and Nintendo's pretty much still fucking rich from the Wii sales, because the Wii was the best.
Yeah, but that only goes so far.
I know, but I don't believe that the Wii U would be the reason why Nintendo fails. I just don't want the Wii U to fail, either. Because
the Wii U may have given it a bad enough name that people won't trust their products anymore.
Because remember, the 3DS started off really rough, too. There was no games, no one knew the difference between 3DS and a DS, because the DS was still around, kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And only when I bought a 3DS was I like, oh, shit, it's a completely different system. I thought the same thing, too.
It's 3D!
Yeah, that, and it's because it's better hardware, and it's also backwards compatible. It's a different system. But that also had a rough start because I had no games, and no one knew the difference between that and the DS. Now it's doing fine. It has games, and it's cheaper and everything. And the Nintendo 3DS also took a price cut, too, within, like, the first 6 months. It was so bad that people who bought the 3DS before the price cut actually got 10 free games from Nintendo. It called the Ambassador Program. They better do it with the Wii U. They better do it with the Wii U. I bought it full price and it went like $50 off and a game.
Give me the company. Give me a share of the company.
Bastards. Anyway, fuck Nintendo. I hope they burn and crash. Anyways, that is our podcast. Our podcast 144. Hope you enjoyed it. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/SpareNerds. Like us on Facebook and all the other shit. Tell your friends, comments, whatever. You can email your pick of the week too.
Rooster@Pairs.com.
That's right. You can even email me at kevin@Pairs.com or
rooster@Pairs.com.
That's right. And make sure to give a shout out to Four Love Gaming, who hasn't come out with a podcast in a while. Classic Lee, who hasn't come out with a podcast in a while. I might be on Classic Lee's next episode. We'll see. That'd be pretty cool. I haven't spoken to those guys since, I don't know, fucking 3 years ago, maybe. You were on that one, too.
I am?
On their podcast, yeah.
Rooster appears.
And we'll talk to you guys not next week. We're going to go bi-weekly. Unless, like, they announce, like, the fucking...
So twice a week.
Unless they announce the Atari fucking Jaguar 64 next week. We'll do one
in 2 weeks.
We'll do one in 2 weeks until there's shit to talk about. So until 2 weeks from now, bye-bye!
Bye! Love it how there's not shit to talk about, but it's still like a 5-hour podcast.
Well, now, that's why I want to do bi-weekly. Because now we have shit to talk about.
Then it'll be like 10-hour podcast.
Yeah. Even though there's nothing to talk about, we combine all the news from the last 2 weeks and make it a 2-hour podcast.
Bye-bye!
She takes some money!
Ugh.
And I'm in need.
Think of what?
I'm a driver.
Don't trust her.
You take my money. I don't say she ain't broke. I'm in need. She ain't breasting with no broke.